Now, friends, I come to the ninth psalm, and I said as we came from Psalm 2, a messianic psalm, to the eighth psalm, another messianic psalm, we were just like going up a stairway or climbing a mountain. Now, from here, that is from Psalm 9 through the 15th, and I guess that will be about six or seven psalms, we find another cluster of psalms that belong together, and actually they tell out a prophetic story. And we were going uphill when we came to Psalm 8, climbing our ascending stairway. Now we're going to start downhill, as it were, and we'll go back down the mountain on the other side. And what we have in this section, we are getting glimpses of the Jewish remnant at the end time. And we see their suffering. We see the man of sin, the lawless one that's yet to appear on the earth. Now, this ninth psalm that we come to and the tenth psalm are very closely connected. There is a certain alphabetical structure here. It's an acrostic. It's not seen in our translation. It is in the other. And as a result, why, you'll find that the Septuagint and the Vulgate, they put these two psalms together and consider them as one. And we have another musical term here. And most of these psalms are ascribed to David, by the way. David was the sweet singer of Israel. I think he was a great musician. And here we are told this is to the chief musician upon Muth-Laban, a psalm of David. David wrote it, and this chief musician of Muth-Laban. And what does that word mean? Well, it means death for the son. And as we called attention in Psalm 8, Dr. Thurtle and some others have identified that title back with Psalm 8, by the way. But I think that we can identify it here, the death of the son. And there have been several ways of identifying that to the life of David. And, of course, the important one would be the death of Goliath, the champion. And then, of course, others identify it with the death of Bathsheba's son. But it means death for the son, or the firstborn. And I rather think that it refers to what happened in the land of Egypt, in that night of deliverance, when there was the death for the son, death of the firstborn. And this psalm begins with praise, just as the seventh psalm ended with praise. Now, in the seventh psalm, so here in the ninth psalm, the praise is in anticipation of the coming victory, when, as the eighth psalm so beautifully predicted, all things will be put under the feet of him who was made a little lower than the angels. Therefore, we see here in this first section of this psalm a prophetic forecast of what earthly conditions will be when the Son of Man has received the throne and in righteousness and in peace. Now, with that thought in mind, notice the praise here that we have at the beginning. I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all thy marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praise to thy name, O thou Most High. My, in view of the future deliverance that's coming, here is this great song of praise that the earthly people will join in that day. Now, you have a picture of that, of course, in the book of Revelation, that great company out of the nation Israel that are there to praise God. The church will be there. 24 elders, a time of great praise unto God.